authentic spiritual life begins only after one has jettisoned all one's beliefs. The ego mind is more obsessed with what it believes than with what is real. And belief is entirely irrelevant, in fact, absent from the real. And what the believer never does is to question who is holding these beliefs or changing these beliefs or unsure of their beliefs. But there's an inherent belief that the believer exists, which is itself a false belief. You see, the ego mind exists only through self-reification. All the mind that exists in duality, that uses language as the carrier wave of thought, all it can do is observe things. The physicists know that because as soon as they observe a probability wave, they turn it into a thing. It becomes a particle. At the very request of the observer to find a particle. Every observation contains an implicit desire to find a thing that matches its subjectivity and justifies and proves its existence through the existence of what it finds. And thus the word thing itself contains the realization that it is only a think. It is nothing more than what you think. There is no thing other than the thinking. But every thought reifies. The opposite of the infinite is the definite. And the ego wants to define and make definite and certain what is real. And through that very reification, loses the true nature of reality, which is indefinable, which is infinite potentiality. And so the sanskara, the essential sanskara that is the obstacle in spiritual life, is the tendency to reify. And so the spiritual journey, which begins in the flatland of the ego, can only deal with maps of reality. And so maps are offered, kundalini maps and maps of the structure of how consciousness functions and its algorithms and all of the ways in which it creates its own existence through its thought patterns. And then its life ways, its umwelt, that becomes a definable entity. The ego is territorial. Terra meaning earth, so it is earthbound. In Sat Yoga, we've created the concept of locatory and locatoriality because Terra is only one loka. It is a loka that exists in the imagination that has become reified and therefore earthbound, materialized. But once we lose all the desire for locatoriality, to exist in any definable loka or location, then we recognize that we are not only in the infinite, but we are the infinite. But infinity is exactly what terrifies the ego, because it will lose its terra, its earth anchoring. It will lose its illusion of existence, because all its existence is a belief, a definable thought that turns its thinking into a thing that thinks. And thus it loses the true nature of intelligence, which is inconceivable in its essential being. And we do not want to lose the infinite. We are striving for freedom from the finite. But the very striving for the freedom that can only happen when there is no striving is a product of the very finitizing desire of the mind to hold on to something definite. But it can only hold on to fictions, because nothing definite is real. It exists only as long as the thought sustains the collapse of the wave function, and not a moment longer. But the consciousness itself, that is the entire ocean, has no interest in the particularity of the waves being collapsed into dry land. It has only an interest in the flow of its infinite eternal bliss, because bliss is a flow state, and the ego cannot know that, because it stops the flow with every thought. And in the very stoppage of that flow, it creates a glitch in the matrix. And that creates paranoia. And then the paranoia create further thoughts that produce the fear of the nightmare of unknown dangers that then produce them as the known, because the world of the oceanic waves of consciousness will always acquiesce to the desires of the mind to find its object. But it will never like what it finds. It will always end up running away from what it desires, because that isn't it. It can never be it, because there is no it. And so it is this iteration of thoughts that produces language as a reifying agency. And even mathematics does the same. There are no numbers, but as soon as you have the idea of numbers, the world will be filled with things you can count. But the mathematicians who have studied it deeply know that every number is only the name of a null set. It contains nothing. It is emptiness. Just a series of names, an endless series of names that name nothing. But it's that nothing that is the real. And yet it cannot be perceived directly until it is named. And then by naming it, it is lost. And then we live in a world of maps, concepts, a flat land, and no longer in the fullness of the infinite. And so our mind that we treasure so much for its ability to think is what has created the prison that is only made of our own thoughts. And so to get out of that prison, we must get out of our minds. But not out of a sane mind to go into an insane mind that is filled with irrational imagination based on its own delusional projections. The normal mind is the same. It's not really different. It's a psychotic mind. But because it's a shared psychosis, everyone validates everyone else's madness. But the freedom to know what is real, to be attuned to the presence of the power of God, that is the ultimate creative energy and essence underlying all of this reified cosmos that we think we inhabit. That presence is freedom itself. And it is attainable instantly simply through the jettisoning of all concepts, because they are fabrications and constructions of a mind that has lost touch with its own reality and is therefore trying to create something real, to prove itself, to do something, to achieve something, in a world that is only its own mind projected outward as others that it wants feedback from in order to validate that mentality that is producing the very effect of the otherness that alienates it from itself into the desire to be the fabrication of the other, the idealization of the other. But all of it is a self-created delusion, collectively affirmed because all ego minds are equally congealed as collapsed wave functions that are all seeking freedom but terrified of finding it, because in the finding of the freedom of the real, the non-existent delusional ego disappears. And so to leave all maps for the real means one must leave the I thought for the real I. This is where Descartes got confused and all of modern philosophy fell for the same trap. The cogito, the famous I think, therefore I am, that I think is not you thinking. It is thought thinking. It is a congealed, collapsed wave function that can only think according to collapsed algorithmic possibilities that have already become shrunken and limited by what is definable. And only when it has become indefinite, uncertain, indeterminate, only then can one return to the real that has the power of true creativity. Because the imagination itself must become free again from its own self-imprisonment in language, in form, and in the criteria of good form. All the criteria themselves have become imprisoning, collapsed waveforms. Even the Dharma itself is a collapsed waveform that has no reality and has become a prison for the ego, a penitentiary in which to have penance for the sin of the false belief that you exist as an entity. The word Dharma itself means thing. It's just another word for having lost the real. And so The Buddhists of the fourth turning of the wheel said that Dharmakaya is a false concept. And they created another concept beyond those supposed three Buddha bodies of Dharmakaya, Sambhoga Kaya, and Nirmana Kaya, the Swabhavika Kaya. Now that too is a concept that defines, but what it is saying is the swa, the self that is indefinable and that is bodiless and whose bhava is infinite adoration of the real, only that is the true nature of our embodiment. Our embodiment is in a bodiless body that is pure intelligence, pure luminosity, pure blissful enjoyment of the real, the power that is beyond both being and non-being, that can never be defined, objectified, reified. That is our freedom. That is the abode of the self. And there we must return in order to de-reify this fallen, collapsed, evil world that has been produced through our own fears, our own greed, our own attachment, our own stupidity, and free ourselves from a world dream that has become a nightmare. And through attaining that freedom, then, to bring about a new creation in which our freedom is not lost. And it is this that is the meaning of being an avatar, of functioning through a form as the formless, functioning in time that is realized as eternity. Functioning in the finite recognized as the infinite. Without holding on to anything. And giving all its freedom of morphogenesis. It is this opening to the mind of God, to the heart, to the love, to the beauty of God that can only be attuned to in that state of pure and total presence without thought that is the key to unlocking the potency to turn hell into heaven. And now is the moment in which that power must again be activated. This is the moment of truth for the human consciousness that has forgotten its divinity. And must again remember and heroically break free and free all from the prison of the illusion of limited existence and the fear of death. May we all emanate the energy of that freedom. That has neither subject nor object. That is completely formless and non-appearing. But is the power that manifests all that appears and all that disappears. And simply by attuning to the real, to the absolute beauty of the God Self, what appears can only be its perfect reflection. As a beautiful cosmos. May we fulfill our responsibility as the manifestations of God. May we be filled with the peace that arises upon the stillness of the mind. When time stops and eternity emerges as the fullness of consciousness. And may we know the even deeper peace when the heart opens and merges in union with the infinite self, losing all particularity in the universal consciousness of absolute presence. And may we know the Supreme. Peace that passeth all understanding of peace. Beyond even the name of peace. As the absolute, real, beyond every appearance of every universe, that shines with infinite blissful power and fills every world with life and light and love.